Grandmother of the fifth moon cycle. Listening woman. Listening woman is the clan mother of Tiowe, the stillness, whose moon cycle falls in the month of May. The color connected to her moon is black and represents seeking an answer. Her cycle of truth is hearing the truth. This clan mother teaches us how to enter the silence and how to listen to the ever-present messages of nature, who hurts the spirit world, the viewpoints of other humans, the creator teachers, and the great mystery. In Seneca tradition, entering the silence is called Tiowe. Tiowe. Which is translated as stillness. Once a person can access the stillness and can hear the small, still voice within, that person has the potential to realize personal wellness because she has accessed the voice of her inner truth. This clan mother teaches us that we will never learn or expand if we do not listen to what is being said. She shows us the crooked trail of having to talk all the time. When we are talking, we are not listening. When we ignore or cut off the voice of another person who is telling us something we don't want to hear, we may be stopping our own growth. Many wounded people in our world do not want to hear the truth because they feel that it hurts them. The willingness to listen to the truth about oneself, when it is delivered with loving compassion, is a great talent and can heal old wounds. This clan mother listens to others with her heart, as well as with her ears. She can hear the unspoken hurts, desires of her human children, as well as their unspoken fears. She can hear the non-verbal languages of the animals, plants and stone, as well as the voices of the ancestors coming from the spirit world. Listening woman's talents are derived from her ability to be totally still, to take in all the impressions she can gather, and then to formulate a concept of the world. The untruthful people of our world are only lying to themselves because they have not heard the voice of their orandas or spiritual essences. To live in total truth is to know the light of the eternal flame of love. Listening woman hears every thought, senses every feeling, and receives every impression in Tiowe, the stillness. She uses her gift of prophecy based on the information she collects. The clan mother of Tiowe can foretell the probable future, showing us our potential to follow the beauty way of the crooked trail. She sends us warnings when we are off balance and encouragement when we are walking with grace. The omens, portents, signs and guideposts of life come to us because listening woman has heard or hurts. Or spoken intent, or unspoken desires, our own needs. The messengers she sent our way are the allies of nature, the ancestor spirits, the creator teachers, and all the voices of our orandas. This is a story of listening woman. Entering the stillness. Listening woman remembered the first human experience she went through when she came from the spirit world to walk the earth. Many, many moons had passed since then. And yet, the sweetness of that first moment was alive in her memory, giving her comfort. Listening woman came into her human form in a giant cavern where the blackness was complete. Even with her eyes open, she was surrounded by total darkness and vast nothingness. She didn't know that her human eyes could encompass the beauty of the natural world. She was enveloped in the scent of damp earth, a faint, acrid smell of growing rock formations, and the clean, sweet perfume of her own body. In the darkness, she felt her human flesh for the first time, reveling in the sensation of smooth skin and pliant, well-formed muscles. With each movement of her body, she felt other textures. And she slowly began to touch her body and discover her muscle, her skin, her hair, her eyes, her spine, her neck, all her curve. In the deep darkness of the cavern, the guardian of inner knowing could hear the slightest movement of her hands, the gentle rasp of her breath, the dripping of water droplet, and the rustle of her leg against the cave floor when she shifted her body position. She drank in every sound as she moved and touched her feet, toes, ankles, and skins, marveling in the magnificence of the human form she had inherited. Then she feel noise in her belly, which means that she is hungry, and as she is in the stillness and the darkness, she can hear Mother Earth and know what it means, and she begins to nourish herself and just be laughing at herself as she hears the noise of herself eating carrots. Then she discovers the thirst and discovers the sound of drinking, of playing with water. This is what I will just read a little passage about this part. Listening woman sat in the stillness, feeling the ache deep in her belly, and listened to the accompanying sound to become familiar with the language of her body's needs. She asked the Earth Mother how she could feed the form that asked her spirit. The Earth Mother spoke to her daughter, explaining that a basket of food had been placed in the cavern very close to the Clan Mother, and then by using her sense of touch, listening woman could find it and feed herself. There is a beautiful comparison here between this darkness cavern and place to nourish just near her, and the baby in the womb of his mother. And there will be the same similarity a little bit later than when she come out, guiding by a stone, and feel the first light, and stay near to the cavern before, for a little longer and a few moons before being able to go farther. So I skip a little bit here and go directly to the rock person. I'm a rock person who holds the libraries of all that has passed on the Earth Mother. Together we can approach the outside world, learning what you need to experience in order to fulfill your mission. You have already begun that journey by learning the language of your body's needs, how to hear the Earth Mother's voice, and how to listen to my words. Here in the darkness, you are beginning to develop the skills of understanding that make up the many levels of sound without sight, taste and touch without visual contact, and feelings without outside confusing influences. These first encounters with your abilities of perception will allow you to hear the truth in every situation you encounter in physical life. The darkness of the void of the unknown will be comforting to you, and the answer you seek will come through your ability to hear them. And she began friendship with this stone that she was first playing with in the water, and then hear the voice, and then know. The stone is as a library of all that has passed, able to explain her and to guide her. That friendship had been the beginning of her journey, the long ago memory and how much she had grown with old man's assistance created a chain of pictures and sensations that flooded listening woman's mind and senses. She recalled her first experience with light and the gentle steps that old man is the name of the stone, had insisted that she take when they emerged from the cavern. Old man had introduced her to an aunt who had taught her the medicine of patience and had spoken of the wisdom of taking the time needed for her eyes to adjust to the light that filtered into the cavern. The brightness of the outside world grew as the clan mother and old man spent one sun and slipped closer to the entrance of the cave, allowing listening woman to keep her hearing abilities intact while she blended her talent of listening with a new experience of sight. No many moons later, listening woman was happy that she had honored the wisdom and harmony that had allowed her to emerge from the cavern into the outside world in a balanced way. Her mind returned to another memory of the progress she had made during the winter. She had learned about the other two-legged human she would share the world with during her journey on the red road of life. In those early times, when she encountered other human beings, listening woman was able to develop her gift of inner knowing because human had not yet developed speech. The human tribe spoke L-O-W-A-N, the language of love. This non-verbal language expressed the heart of any matter a two-legged needed to communicate in silence. The observer had to watch and note the expression's movement and feeling being shared by the one who was communicating. To receive the wholeness of any message, the listener had to focus on the person communicating without interjecting or interrupting. Listening woman had mastered the art of hearing the language of love, and oftentimes heard the thoughts of others through her ability to access their inner knowing as well as her own. The clan mother remembered how she had been able to teach others the same talent of understanding the voice of another heart, and how the human tribe had benefited in those early times. The progression of human spiritual evolution was a concern to listening woman because she had witnessed the truth and she had witnessed the crookedness that some verbal language had brought forth in those who wanted to hide the misaligned truth of their intentions. Greed and desire for control had given birth to forked tongue and double meaning in the spoken word. Her talents had naturally been honed into precision during the course of her encounters with individuals who spoke the seeming sincerity that masks their hidden agendas. So in this passage, listening woman began to be an advisor, a counseling, where people will come to be listened and to find their truth. And there are two minds who come to her for their matters because they don't listen to each other. And this is the part I will read too. After the man left her fire, listening woman felt confused by all she had heard. The gestures of each man and the way the bitter cold had robbed part of her focus. In this part, it's very cold, it's winter, and this is disturbing her listening. As she sat gazing into the flames of her twig fire, she closed her eyes and felt deep inside her own being. A feeling of warmth rose itself from the stillness and poured through her like golden honey, sweet and rich. The clan mother felt herself expanding beyond the limits of her human form, and then beyond the walls of the cavern, the tribe called home. In the stillness, she heard a faint whisper, a voice she did not recognize. The orange flames flickered with light and shadow against her closed eyelid as she followed the whisper into the grayness that bordered her senses. The journey took her into the blackness of the void of the unknown, beyond the boundaries of her perceptions. The voice grew clearer and more animated, the closer she traveled to the sound. A light began to emerge in the darkness of the void, leading listening woman to a brilliance she had never encountered before. The light was made of multicolored bursts of flames that changed with the cadence of the voice that spoke from the center of the fire. Listening woman felt a lump rise in her throat and tears sting her human eyes as she discovered the voice of her Rwanda. She had ventured beyond her human form, yet she could feel every emotion and subtle change in her body. She heard the sound of her throat trying to swallow the crackling of the twig fire, the almost imperceptible sob caused by her joyous tear, and the voice of her spiritual essence. In her state of heightened awareness, the clan mother understood all of the steps of her passage and how each and every lesson had brought her to this moment of personally realized wellness. The voice of her Rwanda was a welcoming voice that signaled that she had come home to the true self. An overwhelming rush of emotion rocked her body with feelings of gratitude, satisfaction, permanence, humility, wonder, nurturance, belonging, achievement, and the desire to know more. She was taken aback by the beauty of the eternal flame of love that held the Rwanda's voice dancing in her mind eyes. The desire to have every human being share in her experience was growing inside her. Listening woman asked the voice of her Rwanda if there were some ways that she should direct her human children, and the voice of her Rwanda replied, "Teach them how to listen to the voice of the natural world. Call upon Hawk with the messenger that carries this word of wisdom. Teach them the compassion of Ant, whose medicine is patience, the wisdom of Armadillo, whose medicine shows them how to keep the feeling and trouble of others. Show the human being the listening ability of Rabbit and how it teaches medicine of not listening to unrealistic fears. Point out the medicine of Mockingbird, who teaches two legs the gift of recalling and repeating all they have heard. Call upon Ferret to use his medicine of ferreting out the answers by using deduction and reason. Porcupine can assist your children by teaching them the medicine of faith and innocence. They will need to have faith in their past, their abilities, and their connection to the great mystery, as well as the kind of innocence and humility that keeps the limitation of skepticism and arrogance from daunting their progress. Remember the roar of the sea lion, as you call him, for his ability and medicine of riding the wave of the emotion and feelings in order to discover all facets of two legs, self. Through trusting their feeling, our human children could learn the many levels of discernment necessary for hearing the truth. Listening woman had learned many lessons during that sun of bitter cold and fiery feelings of boldness. Then she had applied the new understanding to the two men who had asked for her counsel. She had taught the two men how to see the harmony of the other's viewpoint by making them stand in the position of the other, pretending to voice the opposite viewpoints until they respected the other opinion. In this part, there is a true teaching of how to see and how to listen of our own inner voice, of our own balance, through using the capacity that the animals teach us, through observing the signs that our allies or guides bring us. And it also teaches us to always respect the other one point of view, to always take the time to understand the other one, even if our point of view are different. As Grandfather Sun rode low in the Sky Nation, Listening Woman helped the young dreamer to interpret the symbol and spoken wisdom gathered from their vision. Listening Woman showed how to ask herself leading questions that will enable her or him to find his or her own answers. The tool that the clan mother used sparked understanding, always asking to think, to remember, to feel, and to honor the stillness, the inner voice that insisted that the dreamer hear the truth inside her or his own heart. Each member of the human tribe was an individual who had to follow the path to wholeness that suited him or her. But all of the human tribe will have to discover inner hearing before those passes will reach the wholeness they sought. Hearing the voice of the Oranda was the manner in which all humans would eventually realize their potentials. Without that ability to listen to their hearts, desire, and inner truth, they were lost. Listening Woman taught them that the first step on every individual path was learning to listen to their bodies and to each other with respect. Later, they were taught the skills of listening to nature, than how to hear and interpret the unspoken messages of the natural world and the voices of the ancestor that rode on the winds. Further along the path to wholeness, the children of Earth learn how to listen to their unspoken words, comparing what they actually say to the truth found in the Oranda's voice. This step was a weeding out process that struck at the heart of the limitation and illusions formed along the red road of human life. Red road is a human life that begin because it's red, and the red rod is two significations actually. The first one is this is a sous door when we begin to grow and be an adult. And it's also the red path is a red medicine, is a medicine of the Native Amerindian from North America. So you can understand in these two ways. And we can see like how it may be important that we learn how to come back to childhood, to senses, to the joys inside us, to be able to hear our own inner voice. How is it important to learn how to listen all signs and all creature on earth as a message for us if we take the time to be in stillness and listen to this message, or sense or feel this message. The children of earth will heal their wound and find the same joy that you have cradled in your heart. Self of myself. There is more inner peace available with each passing season because more members of the human tribe are discovering their way home. The love is returning. As that flow of life increases and the two-legged find the eternal flame of love inside themselves. Call El Owean, the language of love. And this language will return. They will once again be able to hear the pureness of each other's hearts and understand the harmony of creation that the great mystery has given as a legacy of peace. All life forms will live together as one and will support all others without judgment or exception. Listen. Can you hear it? No. It is the time of the return of white buffalo. It is time to set aside your fears and to join us in the quest for wellness and unity. Children, call to this grandmother who can teach you the harmony of your heart's inner peace. It's time for humans to listen and to reach for spiritual wellness, discarding separation and limitation, had finally arrived. And this is the end of the chapter. I hope it will inspire you, guide you through the months, connect with listening woman, and she will teach you to connect with your inner heart in the center of your body and the center of yourself. The meditation that was on the newsletter of the new moon is actually connecting with this heart. There is another one too that I will share with you in another time. Actually two of them, which slowly grow into the progression of connecting with the wellness, but everything at its own time. I wish you a beautiful full moon, a beautiful cycle, and I see you soon. Thank you. Namaste.